Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode. Wow, God is good, amen, amen. Whatever time you're listening, welcome. Thank you guys for always listening. This is Sardia from the Church Girl Podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you guys for always coming back to listen to the episodes. You know, God is good and He is wonderful. And He is awesome. I'm just so grateful. Do you let God do what He does? Or do you intervene on God's plan? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, today, this morning, whenever time you're listening. Before we start, I'm just going to pray because it's a topic that I'm really just seeking God about. It's something that I'm seeking God about in this season. Like, it has me very anxious. I know the Bible said be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen for that. That just spoke to me because I'm so anxious about the situation. Now I'm like just secretly praying to God and asking Him, like, God, like, what do I do? And I haven't heard Him responded to the situation. Like, I don't want to act on my own feelings or what I think. So I'm just like trusting what He's going to say and what He wants, and that He'll confirm it to me. So before we start, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, You are God all by Yourself. You sit high, my God, and You look down low at our infirmities. My God, You see when we are right, when we are wrong. You see when our heart posture is not at the right place. My God, You see when our spirit is shifted, mighty God. You see when our focus is shifted. My God, I just ask You, mighty God, that our focus will only be on You, mighty God, on Your plan, on Your will for our lives. Mighty God, that we'll continue to look to You because Your hand is unchanging. And my God, that Your promises, they are yes and amen. Mighty God, that whatever You say, mighty God, that in due season and in due time, mighty God, that You will able to come through on our behalf. Lord God, I just thank You for being God. I thank You for loving us. My God, I thank You for dying on the cross for our sins, mighty God. I thank You that You saw it fit, Heavenly Father, to go up on that cross, mighty God, to die for our sins, mighty God, and everything that we have done, everything that we've thought, everything that we've said, everything that we have committed, mighty God, and have not yet even committed. Mighty God, I thank You for loving us so much because it speaks just how much You love us. Lord God, help us to trust Your word. Help us to trust Your timing. Help us to trust Your will. You know the plans that You have for our lives. So help us to understand, mighty God, the plans that You have for us. Just cover us even now. In Your most holy and precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Do you trust your timing or do you trust God's timing? Do you work on God's speed or do you work on how you feel? You know, as children of God, I know that sometimes it can be very frustrating when you're asking God to come through on something, you know, our heart's desire, and we're asking Him to deliver us from a situation. And sometimes it seems like it's never ending. Like, you go to God and like, God, could You just please intervene? Or you ask Him a question and He says, not yet, hold on. And He says, stand still. And He says, keep your eyes upon Me. You constantly ask Him and just like, when are You going to deliver me? But the thing is, God is not like us. And everything worked together for the good of them who are called according to His purpose. That is true. In the sense that whatever He does, every single thing that is done in our lives, they all play a very important part. Purpose and the plan that God has for us. and what he has called us to do. The Bible says that his ways are not like ours, because our ways depend on our flesh and our worldly desire and on ourselves. But God's plan for us is always to make us better. God's plan for us is always to put us in a place where we could worship him and glorify his name, and so that everyone can know that he is God all by himself. He is blameless. In Psalms 18 verse 30, it says, "As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him." That means we've seen God work time and time and time again. How many times have God come through for you in a situation that you thought was endless and that you thought you couldn't have gotten out of? But he came through for you in that time which was right. Because sometimes we're going through a situation, you know, we want God to deliver us right there and then. But I feel like sometimes when he delivers us right there and then, even the lessons and whatever he wants us to learn out of that situation, we never get. But when everything is perfect in his time and in his will and in his way, like everything just come together. Time is in God's hand and he's in control of everything. He created the earth. He created the moon, the star. He created you and me. He created the plants, the trees, the bird. He created everything in this world. So that means he knows everyone's intentions and everyone's heart, and he knows what is good for you. And what is good for you in good timing and in good season, he will give it unto you. You know, sometimes we have to wait upon God, just because sometimes we don't want to rush into some situation. That was this saying that we have in Jamaica that says, "Haste make ways." Sometimes we want to hurry along a situation, but God is just saying, be still, because everything works together in good timing and in good season. Some things we have to wait on God for. Some things happen overnight. Some things happen quickly. Something God look at to say, yeah, I'm gonna let you wait. Because sometimes he wants us to be prepared and to be ready for that time and for that moment when it happens. Sometimes God just wait to see how we will react. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, it says, "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is time for every event under the sun." And everything has a time and a reason and a season. Everything work together for good. Everything that will happen will come. Everything that is for you will come to you in due time and in due season when God see it fit. It's always on God's timing, because sometimes he knows to allow certain things to be a hold off for us. Just because he knows our hearts and he knows the intent of our heart and he know who we are. And he can't hurry along a situation just so that, just like sometimes we're praying to God, you know, he knows the desires of our heart. We're praying to him to get a house or to get a husband or to get something. But he knows the intent of our heart and he knows our heart posture. Is it that when he give you that thing that you're so desiring and so praying for, is it that when you get that thing, will you still remember that he's God of the good time, that he's God of the bad time? Will you still remember that he was the one who delivered you from that situation? Will you still remember that he is God all by himself, that he's provider, that he's protector, that he's deliverer, that he's Jehovah Jireh? Will you still remember? Sometimes he have to fix our heart posture before he can grant us our heart desire. Because if our posture is not fixed in that moment, it can be very detrimental to us. We ask God for a house, like, "God, give me a house. I want a house now." But are you ready for the responsibilities of a house now? Do you have enough money to save? Do you have enough money for a mortgage? Are you ready for the responsibilities that come with a house? Are you ready and willing to pay for your electricity bill? Are you ready and willing to pay for the water bill? Are you ready and willing to tend for your house? If something bad should happen, are you able to foot the bill for your house? Sometimes God has to hold out on situation. Sometimes even to draw us closer to him. Because in us pressing our way, in us letting our requests be made known, on in us opening our hearts and our minds and our body and our spirit to welcome God in, He is able to work on our situation. But it's always on His timing. It's always when He says it. It's always how He wants it to be. Because everything, God has to get the glory out of it. In our marriage, in our walk with Him, in everything that we do, He has to always get the glory. Because He is God. He is God. In Isaiah 55 verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declare the Lord." That means what He thinks, what He knows, what He already knows, what He already foresees, we with our naked eyes cannot see it. Our thoughts are limited to what we can see, what we could feel, what we could understand in the moment. But because God is not limited by time, because He's not limited by the future, because He's not limited by our desire, because He's not limited by our ways, He is God all by Himself. And because He can see everything, He knows how everything is supposed to flow. He knows how everything is supposed to be. He is God. He is powerful. He's all seeing. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He is all God, all by Himself. That He's able to tell us to be still in the moment and wait upon me, my child. Be still in the moment and wait until I deliver you from your situation. Be still. I will not come here and pretend like I haven't questioned, you know, or think about, like, is God really going to come through for me? And in a time and in a situation that I'm praying, like, is He really hearing my prayer? God, are you really listening to what I am saying? Like, what are you saying to me in this season? Like, having to ask Him to touch my heart and to help me to understand that His ways are above mine. Just like now, I am praying about a very serious situation and it's something that is heavy on my heart. And I'm just like asking God, like, God, what do you want me to do in this situation? How do I go about fully pleasing you, fully waiting on you, fully being still and laying at your feet and waiting for you to answer me in your timing? You are wonderful and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And you want all good things for me because I am your child. You want God all good things for your children. You love us all. You created us in your likeness and in your image. God, help me to see that you are God all by yourself. Help me to see that do what you've called us to do. Help us to focus on you and be still and wait upon you. Help us to focus on the purpose that you have for our lives. Help us to focus on what you want us to do in this time, even in being still and waiting on you. Help us to not look to the left nor to the right, and that you love us with an everlasting love. That all you want for us is for us to do your will and to prosper. And to, even in this time when we're asking you, like, God, are you going to deliver? Are you going to come through? Help us to not give up. Help us to not think or to look to the other side or to look another way, but help us to trust you and to just hold on to you. Because you are God. Your promises, they are yes and amen. So many times we have seen where women and men in the Bible have cried out to you and you've answered their prayers. Earlier, I was reading the prayer of Jabez and how he called unto you, God, and you answered him. He said, if you would just enlarge my territory, enlarge me, God. And you did, mighty God. Right, mighty God. But help us to. Hannah prayed and you answered her prayer. Just like Abraham, mighty God, came to you and you answered his prayer, mighty God. So many has come to you. David, mighty God, has come to you. Paul, mighty God, has come to you. Daniel, mighty God, the three Hebrew boys, my God, has come to you and you've answered their prayers time and time again. But God, I pray, especially with the story of Daniel and mighty God, when the prince of Persia, mighty God, hold up, mighty God, the blessing, mighty God, I know that you are able to deliver. So my God, I just ask that we will be still. I will be still. Just wait on you so that you could enlarge me in your time and in your season. Because my God, you are blameless. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Not intervene in what you're thinking about intervening, but pray on the situation and let God do what He only can do. Let God work out the situation. Let God touch the situation. Ask Him to take full control of the situation. Put the situation in His hand and He will see you through. Whatever your situation is, God is bigger than any situation you could ever have. He is bigger than any problem. He is bigger than any flaw. He is bigger than any fault. He is God. He created us all. He knows us. He knows our inside out. He knows who we are. He knows what we are capable of doing. So do not intervene on God's work. Because sometimes when we intervene on God's work, it takes a longer time for us to get our heart's desire. But when God works in His time and in His season, that it will come to pass and that everything will come to fruition. Do not intervene on God's plan. But let God have His way. Let Him do what only He can do. Because He is God all by Himself. Amen and amen. I just want to encourage you guys to just continue to trust God. And if ever you feel like you need to intervene on a situation, just pray about it. Just put it before God. Just let Him know what's on your heart. Let Him know how you feel about the situation. Let Him know what you're going through with the situation. If it's heavy on your heart and you're feeling it, let Him know that your heart is heavy. Let Him know that you are burning down by the situation. Let Him know what you want Him to do. And if it is His will, and if He sees that it is right for you, He'll do it. Because He is God. He loves you. He wants good for you. He wants the best for you. So trust God. Trust His timing. Only God's speed. Only God's will. Lovely people. And this is Sardir from the